Hey, it's your girl, All That Jazz, on another adventure, and this time it's February. So we're going to talk a little bit about love, talk a little bit about passion, and talk a little bit about dreams. I am with today an important player in the banking industry, Vice President, Product Manager at Citi. Thank you so much, Ms. Shelly Ann Gordon, for joining me today.
Thank you, Jazz. Thanks so much for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. My pleasure. Well, Shelly Ann, I mentioned we are going to talk about love. We're going to talk about passion. We're going to talk about dreams. You're an important player in the banking industry. Tell me a little bit about how you got involved in this industry.
Well, it's funny you ask because it's quite happened by accident. I had immigrated from my native country, Barbados, and I was looking actually to move into a teaching role. But at the time, once I applied for the job, I didn't think it would quite fit. And I started looking, and I got an offer to start as a temp at a bank. And I started that job, and I liked it because I had the opportunity to meet lots of different people. I started right at the bottom, but I decided, you know what, I wanted to stay here, and I wanted to kind of build a name for myself. So I moved around in the industry, and each time I moved, I had a different objective in terms of what I wanted to accomplish, the salary level I was looking for, and I built on the people that I knew as I moved around. So even though banking is such a wide industry, it's a very close circle, I would say, because I actually got a couple of referrals that moved me from one position to another. And I met some of the same people at different companies. And as I built a reputation for myself, you know, began to be known as someone who had integrity, someone that delivered, and that just helped me to move around. So as I mentioned, I started right at the bottom, and then each level I moved around, I made goals for myself, I made career goals, I made income goals, and I'll just tell you a quick story. I worked at this bank in a department that I was not used to, but one of my managers gave me a doll that he had brought from China, mm-hmm. and he said, put a circle in the first eye, and then you think of something you want to accomplish, and once you accomplish that, you put in the other eye. And at that point, I had made a goal that I wanted to make double the salary that I was making in 5 years' time.
Oh, wow.
So I circled in the one eye, and I waited for the second eye, you know, for me to accomplish that goal. And somehow, subconsciously, I was working on that goal. And 5 years to the date, it was a couple days after, I made that decision or that goal, I actually made and I passed the mark that I set for myself.
Wow.
So that's how I got it. It was just amazing, Jazz, the power of making a goal, even in that industry.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you look at goals and, you know, we try to attain them even in sports. I mean, we just had the Giants, and I'm sure they had their goal to win the Super Bowl as well as the Patriots. But you'd made that goal, and that's always really great to do, and especially very inspiring to a lot of other people who are trying to pursue their goals as well. And being that you told me you climbed a lot in your field, I know it took a lot of hard work. It took a lot of learning curves to learn the different things that were going on in the banking industry. In your position now as VP Product Manager, what is a typical day like for you working in this role now?
Well, that's the beauty of it. There is no typical day. So that makes every day exciting. I work mostly on new product development. So I actually take a concept of a product from being just a concept on paper to bringing it to life through the entire cycle. So it involves me working with a myriad of groups of technology to make sure the technology is in place. I work with client service to make sure that the customer service is in place. I work with marketing because we have to put that product out and position it to our sales force. And then I work with sales to make sure that they're comfortable with selling the product. And then, of course, I have to jump in once the product goes live, then there are issues. There are always issues and things you never anticipated. So I also have to jump in, you know, when Aya's anger gets higher. What's going on? Why is this not working the way it's supposed to? Then I need to jump in and fix whatever needs to be fixed very quickly. So it's basically the role, you're at the center, you're at the hub of the whole product. And, you know, you're like the key go-to person. So it's definitely a very, very exciting role. No day is quite the same, and you get to meet many different people and make decisions, quick decisions you have to make. You also have to be accountable for that product. So, again, very, very exciting. Atypical
day. I bet. And I thought I was adventurous of all that jazz. You have your own adventure going on right there. But it takes a lot of love and a lot of passion to be able to do what you do. And speaking of passion, what advice would you give to someone who's trying to pursue their passion or pursue a role in what you're doing or how to get into the banking industry?
Well, I would say you have to utilize the network. And if you don't have a good network, then you need to build a network. Find someone who's doing exactly what you need to do, or if you know someone who knows someone, and make some time to see that person and talk to them. Ask them, what is it that you like about the industry? I'm trying to break in. What do I need to do? And you'll find that people are willing to help. It's amazing. Also, you need to kind of prove yourself. Wherever you are, and show that you have a track record of doing well, so people can trust you. And when they say, okay, I'm going to help you move to the next level, that they already know that you're a person that they can trust with this level of responsibility. So key, as I said, the first key is to network, is to meet people, is to get to know people, not just send out a blank resume, but identify those people that are where you want to be, and find out where they hang out, find out the things that they're interested. Volunteer. I was trying to get an interview with another company a while ago, and I could never get in. And I volunteered once to work on a project painting a school, and who was right next to me but someone from that company who was very senior, and guess what? I got an interview. I didn't get the job, but I got the interview. That's right. And how did I get the interview? By creating or building that network. That is key.
The power of networking, something else to achieve your dreams. Exactly. Wow. Now, Miss Shelley Ann Gordon, you have done a phenomenal job in your role in corporate, working at Citi, but you're also very inspiring. You try to inspire other people. Founder of Inspire Your Vision Now. Tell me a little bit about what inspired this vision for Inspire Your Vision Now.
So we started out, it's Your Vision Now was the concept that I had starting out. And it really wasn't something that I had thought about long term. I had just reached a point in my life where I needed something more. Yes, I had my job, I had my family, but there was a gap. There was something missing. And as part of my job and some of the jobs that I had done, I worked a lot with people. I did a lot of presenting, and something that I enjoyed, that even people told me, I was good at bringing people together. And in a crisis, which happens a lot on my job, I could always remain very calm and focused and find a solution when everyone was panicking. So I wanted to transfer that over to my personal dream, which was to bring people together, to help people find what is it that they are really meant to be doing. Why are they here? And I had actually been on a few calls listening to something similar, and just the thought clicked. What if you were to do that? And I said, you know what? That's what I want to do. I had no idea where this path would lead me, but I just took immediate action. As soon as I decided that's what I wanted to do, I found my first speaker. I picked up the phone. Luckily for me, my husband, he's in technology, does websites. He built the website for me, so I had him on hand. And I also had a network of people from other things that I had done who were supportive and were willing to stand with me. So I just did something that was quite foreign to my nature, which is just simply act without thinking too much. Make a decision and just take immediate action. And I put it together. The first call was phenomenal. We had about 40 people on, and we have a generated interest of over 5,000 people. The next seminar has gone out too. So we're looking forward for great things. So that's how it all started.
Wow. You know, it definitely does take teamwork to make the dream work. So your vision now is definitely inspiring people and doing great things for people to follow their love, their passion, and their dreams. So tell us a little bit about what we can expect in this series, because I know it's a series going on. So tell me what we can expect from the webinar series.
Sure. So I have it segmented into three different phases. So I started a bit by taking a step back for phase one. Phase one is all about bringing together the mind and the body, aligning the vehicle to move forward. So first we had to go back to the past and kind of rediscover the things that were holding us back and stopping us from pursuing what we really want to pursue. And that was part of the first call. So we'll move forward to kind of look at positive thinking. How do you daily renew your mind? And the mind is so powerful. That's what actually gets the engine going. So we're working on getting our mind right. That's part of the first phase. And then as ending off that phase will be, how do you get your body in alignment? Physical exercise. How do you really reach that place where the mind and body are so focused on achieving that goal that you can move forward very quickly? So that's the first phase. The second phase, once we've gone past aligning the mind and the body, is what are the tactical things that actually need to be get done to push you on that road to your passion? So for some people, a passion might just be a hobby or something they do on the side. For others, it might be a life mission. Some people want to turn their passion into a business, a side business, mm-hmm. or even a full-time business. So what do they need to do to get off the ground? So they need a plan. They need a business plan. Mm-hmm. They need to understand how to market their business. They need to understand how do they create a name for themselves, on presence on the web. So we're going to look at the tactical, practical things in the second phase of the series. The third phase, which I'm really, really excited about, and it falls under the theory of mastermind, which Napoleon Hill talks about a lot, which is associating yourself with people who are like-minded, who can give you inspiration, who can hold you accountable to your dreams and goals. So the third part of the series will be forming these mastermind groups, because by then we would have built a solid network of what I call passionaires, people who are following their passion. We can kind of divide people into groups according to what their passion is, and they can inspire each other. We're going to do a book club as part of that, and then we're also going to have panel discussions so that there can be more interaction with the people that are part of the Your Vision Now Network. So that will kind of bring the series, close up the series, and we'll have a solid year of speakers and interaction among the network. So very, very excited about where this series is going to go.
I am absolutely excited for you. I can't wait to tune in myself, because I can always find a little skills here and there, especially to learn from other people and to just be along a group that's, you know, empowering and ones who want to pursue their dreams as well. So tell us, Shelly Ann, how can others get involved? How can we become empowered and educated about this webinar series?
Yes, well, the first step is to go to our website, www.yourvisionnow, one N or two N's will take you there, and sign up. Get on the free webinar. That way we can include you. We can make sure you're on the mailing list. We can send you out information, and we can also get an understanding of who you are, what you're looking to do, and form a part of this network that we know is going to do marvelous things. So just go to the website, sign up, and that will get you started and plugged into our network.
Awesome. And the next session is actually February 21st. So go to yourvisionnow.com and go register so that way you can get to know what's going on for the next webinar series and find out some interesting and amazing information. Well, thank you so much, Shelly Ann, for joining me today. I really appreciate your time, and thank you for telling me about your love, your passion, and your dreams. Always wonderful to hear from important players in corporate. So thank you all for joining and tuning into another adventure of All That Jazz, and hope you join again for another adventure real soon.